listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick.
Gents, welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. My name is Kirby Minnick, and welcome. I'm so glad that you decided to join me here today. And as you guys know, I upload on here every single Wednesday. Used to be Fridays, but now Wednesdays. So if you are a loyal listener and you've been here for a little bit, hi, welcome back. We love you. We're glad you're here. And if it's, you know, your first time listening, hi, so glad that you joined us today. I don't know if this is your first time or if you're here because you saw it on all my other social media or because of our amazing guest that we're going to have introduce herself here in a second. But regardless of where you're coming from and how you got here, I'm so glad that you're here because we are going to be talking about some amazing stuff today, some really good stuff that we as Christians need to glean from and walk in our everyday life. But before we dive into today's topic, I just want to shout out my social media. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube at Kirby is a Boss, because other than just my podcast, I love to put out other Christian content on there all throughout the week. Subscribe, like I said, if you haven't already, and feel free to leave a rating and a review. But now that we got all that out of the way, y'all usually know that whenever I do my podcast, sometimes I'll bring guests on, sometimes I'll answer your questions or your topic ideas that you send into boughtandbeloved@gmail.com. But today happens to be a day where we have a guest, and we have Miss Gabrielle Odom with us today. So for those of you who don't know Gabby, she is a good friend of mine. We go way, way back. But I'm going to have her introduce herself real briefly, and then we'll just get on into it. Gabby, how about you let everybody know who you are, what you do, what you're all about? We can, go from there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kirby, for having me on your podcast. Seriously, it is such an honor. And for those of you that are listening, man, we pray that you are so encouraged by just this time in the next 30 so minutes, and that ultimately you would be encountered with the love and the truth of God's word and God's character. But it is such a joy to be with y'all today. And as Kirby said, my name is Gabrielle Odom. I am a soon-to-be senior of high school graduate. So shout out class of 2020. I feel y'all, for those of y'all grieving the loss of your senior year. But I am from the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. And truly all there is to know about me is that I really love God's word. I love God. I love just getting to share the gospel with people. And so, man, by God's grace, I think for every single believer, we have been mandated by scripture to go therefore and make disciples. And in the last couple of years, the Lord has just really made that vision and that commandment really clear to me. And so my heartbeat is getting to share truth with people. I'm passionate about my generation coming to know Jesus Christ, and passionate about reaching anyone and everyone with the truth of God's word. And so super pumped to be on this podcast, because Curbs, you are someone who does all of that so well, and seriously admire just your reverence for scripture. And like, if y'all are listening to this podcast, of course you know Kirby, but man, I'm just encouraged by like all of it. Like, to watch you literally grind through Revelation on your Instagram stories, I'm like, okay, like, we don't have to skip through the hard parts of scripture. Like, we need the word of God. And so I love you, friend. So honored to be here with you.
Man, I'm so happy that you're here too. Gabby and I mean, we go way back, like, four years. I say way back, 4 years, like acting like we've known each other since we were in the womb. But we met through this one organization called How to Life. It's run by our friend, the great Reverend Jordan Whitmer. And it's been a minute. We've been all over the place together, right? I mean, we've been to Europe. We've been to the U.S. We've been all over. We've had so many fun memories together of just not only doing life and laughing and all that good stuff, but also doing ministry together and being able to kind of tag team it and just bring the word and share the word. And so it's always so encouraging to not only see people your age preaching, but I think even just like as women, like coming together and you know, speaking the truth. I mean, you know, proclaiming the gospel and all that good stuff. So it's so amazing to see everything that you're doing. And I know you get this all the time, people just being like, especially for your age, you're doing so much amazing stuff. But like, genuinely, like, if I knew about How to Life, like, I would have been doing that too at my age. But it's just so cool to see that
you know, you were met with that opportunity and that kind of like gave you a platform to where you are now in ministry, yeah. doing stuff with what, like you're the Bible with Nicole and Impulse Movement. Yeah. And everyone, I mean, we went to DC as well. I don't know if y'all remember that, but on my, Instagram, I posted about it around my birthday this year. We all went to DC for Year of the Bible and Pulse Movement with Nicole, and it was amazing. We got to explore the Capitol and see all the different buildings and Congress and all those things. It's just been so cool. And it was such a special thing to share with you and going to, yeah. you know, the Bible Museum and everything. Like, totally. I'm just so excited to see how the Lord continues to, you know, align our paths and what we're going to keep doing together, because, you know, as Christians and, you know, as women in ministry, we got to link arms and we got to run this race together.
I feel like that's where you and I like unite too, is just our love for God's word. And yes. I think that's something that honestly is set apart and so sweet of like, we can agree there of like, man, just having a love for God's word and wanting to share that with people. And when anyone ever asks me like what I do, I'm like, well, I love to evangelize and I love to teach God's word. Whether if that looks like getting to do that in front of multiple people or sitting at a lunch table with someone, like that is just where we've been called. And I think sometimes we can get caught up in the capacities instead of just like the mission itself. So I think you're crushing the game, Curbs.
Man, literally, I feel like we could just go on and on and be like, no, you're the best. No, you're the best.
Hype each other up.
Literally, though, I mean, Gabby and I, before we even hopped on here, we were just talking about life for a good minute. But we are going to be talking about, and I'm sure that y'all can see by the title of today's podcast, we're going to be diving into just what it looks like as Christians to walk in humility, to have that posture, and to lead a life with a servant's heart. And I was asking Gabby, you know, what it was that she wanted to talk about. She sent me a few ideas, but that really stuck out to me because I'm right there with you. I mean, especially just as Christian leaders, and, you know, not just because we have platforms or like followers or anything like that, but literally anyone listening, like you who are listening today, we all have influence and we all have the ability to lead. And that doesn't necessarily always look like, you know, pulling a Moses and standing in front of people and saying, let my people go. But simply leading people to Christ, like we all have that ability, and we need to go about life in leading people, and we need to go about life in pursuing Christ for ourselves with that servant's heart and with humility. And so, you know, she kind of brought that to my attention of just how we're called to live like that. And I was like, yes, like I pray for that all the time in my own life. So, Gabby, I would just love to, you know, hand the mic over to you with that and just let you go off and preach, and we'll just go back and forth with this because it's a good topic. It's a good word. So take it away.
Totally. Well, man, I think this has been a topic that has never been easy for me, which is why the Lord has so been convicting me of it in this last year. And probably this last August, my dad sat down with me and just had a really real conversation about different opportunities that the Lord was opening doors with and whatnot, and just kind of, you know, convicting me and calling me out on just different pride in my own heart. And so we started to go through this book called Improving Your Serve by Chuck Swindoll. So like such an OG book. It literally is like my mom's copy from seventh grade. The pages like are all yellow and it's like so old and amazing. But it has been so sweet in this last year for, I think the number one thing is, man, the Lord has really revealed to me how much the American church as a whole has kind of missed this topic a bit. Like, I think there's so many areas in society where we're constantly, and even in my own heart, where it's so easy to seek after the thing that is flashy or the thing that's attractive or the thing that will gain following and all those things. And the unfortunate thing is it can so often cloud our brain from God's heart and from the purity of ministry. And it's just easy as opportunities come and as influence grows to lose a servant's heart. Man, the Lord has just drawn my heart so close to him in that, because ultimately, like, our call as believers is just to continue to look more and more like Christ, right? Like, God is purifying us for righteousness sake, and he is sanctifying us and perfecting us so that we will look more and more like him. And as I've just been even reading the New Testament in this last year, just learning Christ's heart for service. Like Jesus Christ, like the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. And we just see evidence of this all throughout scripture that Christ was a leader who led from a place of service. Like he washed the feet of his disciples. And so if I'm not seeking to serve the people around me and I just want to do the things that are flashy or the things that are seen or the things that are noticed and validated, then I'm missing the heart of God. And so, man, it has been like such a conviction thing for me as I've looked at the American church as a whole, and I've seen a lot of people seeking after platform and following and all the things, which can be done in a pure way. Like opportunity, and obviously you've seen this in your own life, like influence can grow from a pure place, but it is really easy to be constantly fighting this battle with pride. And so just learning like, Lord, what does it look like for us as followers of you who are being daily sanctified to look more and more like you, to pursue humility above all else? And like, even just the idea that, man, like God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so God's grace is for the humble one, and he who exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted, right? So like if you are looking to be exalted, which I think a lot, like it'd be fair to say that a lot of people desire to be exalted. Like if we just look at our generation, if we look at the patterns in America, non-believer, believer, like there's a lot of people where their heart craves to be exalted among other people. And what Matthew 23 is telling us is that the humble person will be exalted. And that's a powerful thing, because if you're seeking humility, your eyes will not be fixed on being exalted. And so, man, I think it's been a an exposing thing of my own heart, like to be super real with anyone who is listening to this, like humility and having a servant's heart is not something that comes easy for me at all. Like my flesh is so quick to be prideful and to be arrogant and to do the things that are seen. And yet God is continually teaching me, like, Gabs, he who is faithful in little, like be faithful in the little, like do the things that people aren't going to see. And that is, is what I want. It is what I desire. And ultimately it, all it's going to do is sanctify you to look more and more like Christ, because Christ humbled himself to the point of death on the cross. And so if our goal in life is to look more and more like Jesus, like as a people, then we need to seek after humility. And so that's just a bit of my heart, but I would love to hear, Curbs, even with you, like as your influence has grown, what has it looked like for you to fight against the battle of pride and to seek humility?
That's a good question. And I think something that's really cool, and I believe I mentioned this in my podcast with Ben Corson, actually, but to bring it back because it's so relevant, when I was first starting my social media and everything, or when the Lord really called me to like surrender my channel over to him and really make that commitment of like, okay, Lord, like I'm going to start putting out content, not just, you know, in honor of you, but like for you, like preaching the gospel truth and doing the hard stuff, you know, the stuff that's countercultural. That's when I was what, like a junior in high school. And I remember that like my prayer at that point, when I only had like 3,000 subscribers, which, you know, in comparison to now, it doesn't seem like that's a whole lot, but still that's a lot. That's a lot of people. Really? That's enough to fill up a stadium, you know, like 3,000 people, that's a lot, but or like a church building. But, you know, I just remember my prayer at that moment was, Lord, like, please continue to humble me. And I think the number one way that he was able to humble me, or a few ways I should say, actually, that he was able to humble me, one, it was through his word, was being consistent in reading that. Because when your eyes, when your mind, when all of those things are fixated on the truth, when it's fixated on Christ, and it's not, you know, pointed inward to yourself, and you're looking to yourself to be savior, you're looking to yourself to be all these things to all people. But when you are, when you have the lens of like, well, I need to be dependent on Christ, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, so I can point other people to Christ. Like that, I think, is a humbling thought of just recognizing my own humanity and my own dependency for Christ. So getting in the word and pursuing after God authentically has humbled me, because I know how broken I am alone. Like, you know, take away the platform, take away those things, give me the platform, give me those things, I'm going to struggle no matter what. Like I'm human no matter what. I'm just more cautious about, you know, what I put on online, and everyone is. No one wants to put the sinful parts of us online. No one wants to put the fallen parts. No one wants to put the parts where, you know, you swore you weren't going to struggle in this area and all of a sudden you struggle in it. And it's like, well, now I'm a hypocrite now. And this, like, how can I go on? You know, like it's not easy for us, nor is it something that we want to do. Show the prideful parts of us online. We want to show the humble servant. We want to show the, oh, it's all about Jesus, but behind the scenes it's easy to get caught up in, oh, well, this is, I need to do it for, like, I need to grow, I need this, I need the numbers, I need those things, oh, but it's for Jesus. And it's like, okay, yeah. Well, really? But I think when you're fixated on Christ, and like I said, as I've been just in the Word and pursuing Him passionately and individually, even before media, like I gave my life to Christ in just after eighth grade, I had been pursuing Him wholeheartedly. I think that was like a very gracious thing for Him to do, to like even put me in a humble place before I was given a big platform. That kept me in check. I just knew where I came from, who I was without Christ, and who I am with Christ, and how I'm still that dependent and in of need of Him as my Savior. That's number one. But number two, I think another thing that's really humbled me has been people, not just my audience, but my community. And I think community has humbled me because that's your accountability right there. I mean, they're the people that are supposed to know you. Like, yes, God is supposed to know you in and out, and He does. But community is such a special gift from God because they are people who can speak wisdom and life into you and help you grow or call things out of you. And in my community, in that time specifically, since I was talking about that, when I put out those videos and was first really getting a lot of backlash and persecution for just saying the name Jesus, they were the people that were encouraging me, no, you need to keep doing this because God told you to. And that was humbling, of like me in those moments of being like, I want to take this video down because I'm getting so much hate and people are taking the Word out of context. And I was making it about me, and I was seeing this as an attack on me, and I was being fearful. And it was like, no, Kirby, like people are not going to love you because, you know, of Jesus. Like, people aren't going to like you because of that, but people aren't going to like you anyways. So you need to get over that idea that you're serving man, that you're getting your fix off of that. Like, you are to live humbly submitted to Christ and do what He calls you to do because He loves you and He gives you worth. And so they kept me in check with that humility wise. And my audience has kept me in check humility wise because this isn't about numbers. Like, the gospel, like you said, it's not just about like the size of the crowd. It's not about, you know, well, I need to preach at the event with this many people, or I can only be effective in ministry if I have, you know, this many zeros behind the amount of followers that are following me or whatever. Like, that's the biggest lie. Like, absolutely, it's about the one, Christ, you know, being the good shepherd. He leaves the 99 for the one. So it's like that one person that's in your life, whether it is a follower, whether it is a family member, whether it's a friend, or that stranger that you see, you know, eating lunch alone, like you said, like, it's about pursuing the one person. And again, it all circles back to my own need of Christ, like knowing that me as just one, as an individual in so need of Christ, and knowing that I have the antidote in a way, and I can hand that to them, and it's their decision whether they're going to receive it or not, but I can extend that to them and point them to the Savior. That's humbling in and of itself, to know that that one person is in dire need of Jesus, and I don't know where they're at in life, but I know where I was. And it's like, man, like, I know what my life was without Jesus, and I know where, like, who I am because of Christ. And it's like, that's so humbling to know that there is one person out there that is in need of it. And there are people out there who have told me that because of my content, they know Jesus better, or they've come to the faith. And it's like, that's what it's all about. Like, it is not about me.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now a message from one of our network supporters.
There are some daily comforts that just make you grateful and feel more grounded in life. Petting the dog, hitting that snooze button, and of course, that first cup of coffee. These are things that you can count on every day to help you get to where you want to go. Things just like the Upper Room Daily Devotional Guide. You can count on the Upper Room for daily inspiration, daily community, and daily prayer. It's the only daily devotional magazine written by readers, ordinary people, people who have encountered God in daily situations. The Upper Room is here for you every day through your email, a custom app, or a printed magazine. Enjoy a free 30-day trial of our email or app service by visiting upperroom.org/welcome. That's upperroom.org/welcome to get your first 30 days free. This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring what God is up to on the Bought and Beloved podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotional, scripture, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this new year. You can sign up for the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe, or start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen.
It's not about me. And when we make it about ourselves, we're missing the gospel. Like, we're completely missing the gospel in and of itself, that, like, we, for those of us that know Christ, like, we have been crucified with him. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And mm-hmm. so, like, man, when we say yes to Jesus Christ and surrender our lives to him, we are choosing to deny ourselves and to pick up our cross and to follow him. So if we make much of ourselves, we're making like a false idol of ourselves mm-hmm. and putting worship on us, when that's just never how it was intended. Like, worship yep. and glory is for the Lord alone. And I think, like, even when you just said how the word of God has humbled you, like, that is, oh my goodness, something that has so convicted and encouraged me lately. And I have been reading through 2 Kings, and 2 Kings 22 talks about King Josiah, when he hears the word of the Lord, he hears the word of God out loud, and he tears off his clothes in, like, humble reverence before the Lord, chooses mm-hmm. to repent. And then towards the end of 2 Kings 22, God says that because of his repentance and humility and how he mm-hmm. tore his clothes off before the Lord, that God was showing grace to take his life before destruction came to the people. But just, it shows this beautiful picture of how the word of God leads us to humility. And I think ultimately it's because the word of God is alive and active. And when we hear the word of the Lord out loud, and when we listen and read the word of God, it has mm-hmm. to force us to humility, because it reveals to us the power and the glory and the holiness of God. And so yeah. I just loved that, because I was like, man, that is so rich. And I feel that too in my own life, like, moments where I'm not spending time in the word, it's so easy for achievement or whatever to reflect back on me, instead of being in this humble posture of, like, actually, I can boast all the more in my weaknesses because Christ's power is made perfect there. And when I'm sitting in God's word and allowing truth to reign over my heart, like, that is when my heart is becoming more conformed to the image of Christ. And so, man, that's just, it's so such good stuff, and encourages me. And I think, man, for those of you that are listening, like, if you want to seek after a heart that is humble and a heart that seeks to serve, like, exactly what Kirby said, get in the word and find people around you that, when you are wrestling with pride, they're going to call you out and call you to humility. And then have people around you that are going to continue to encourage you to just walk like Christ and all the things. So that's so good. And so fire, girl.
And I think it's really cool. I, you know, as you were talking earlier, I flipped my Bible to this, but I, like you said, I'm reading through Revelation right now, but as I was reading through Revelation, I was like, I also want to read Luke today. I don't know why, but I just, like, felt the need to read Luke today. And the verse that, like, really stuck out to me, which actually, like, really fits into what we're talking to today. God, I see you. Awesome. But it's when, you know, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and is like, yo, you're going to have the Son of God. And she's like, what? He's like, yeah. And, you know, there's this moment where she's just like, what are you talking about? Like, why? Like, how is this going to be? Like, I'm a virgin. Like, how am I going to carry, you know, first of all, how am I going to be pregnant? Second of all, like, the Son of God, like, you know, just all these crazy things that are being said to her. And, you know, he goes on to explain like how this is going to be. It's going to be through the Holy Spirit that she's going to conceive and all these things. But then in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, starting with verse 37, I'll say 37 and 38, it says, "For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." And it's like, I feel like that's the posture that we need to have, not to put Mary on a pedestal or anything, because she's just as human as us. But like that, it's so humbling again to look that, you know, these are normal people in the Bible that God chose to use. And their response in this was, "Okay, God, like, I'm your servant. And let it be according to your word. Like, let it be to me according to your word." And that needs to be our posture. Not just the words that he speaks to us directly, but the word of, you know, scripture, his word that comes through spirit and truth, that proper worship that we see in John chapter 4. But I love this because it's like, that's what we're called to be. Like, not only are we called to be servants, but we are also called to be sons and daughters of the Lord as well. So I think that's a beautiful and humbling thing too, that like, yes, we are sons and daughters of the Most High King, and we can have that confidence, but let us not forget that like where we came from, and that he is a holy God that we are to revere and to respect and to praise and be in awe of. And it's like, yes, Lord, like, I am also a servant. Like, I am also here to do your will, and to walk in accordance to your word, and to carry that out and see your kingdom come and will be done, and be obedient in being a part of that plan, because you are so gracious as to team up with us, like normal people. And again, it's like, it's things like this, like we read this in the word, and it's like we can reflect on that in our own life and be like, wow, God, like, is that my heart posture, that whenever you tell me to do something that is impossible, that seems countercultural? I mean, this was a young virgin woman who wasn't married, and she was about to walk around pregnant trying to justify that on its own, but also, oh yeah, it's also God's baby. Like, to go around and do all of that, but to have the heart and the mentality of, I'm your servant, Lord, like, let it be according to your word. I mean, we read that and seems like such an easy thing to say, but to put it into action, like, you have to humble yourself, and you have to have not just the awe and the reverence of knowing who God is and who you are in the grand scheme of things, but also to have that trust that, yes, Lord, like, you are trustworthy, and I can submit to you. You are someone that I can submit to and know that you are going to get glory, but it's also going to be for the good of your people. And I think that's another encourager for humility and for having a servant's heart, is knowing that it is for his glory and it is for the good of his people. And so I just love that. I read that today. And that, right? So good.
Well, even like what Mary was doing was unattractive in a lot of ways. Like, she was about to humble herself in such a way that was very countercultural to what you're just, you know, it was not the flashy thing to do. Like, she was going to endure a lot of opposition and persecution for what she was about to walk through. And I just think, like, man, it is such a heart check of like, okay, Lord, like, I say I want to serve you, but do I really want to serve you when you're asking me to do the thing that's not attractive, the thing that's not fun, the thing that is going to cause suffering? And I think that is where we have to continually ask God to just continue to refine our hearts, because, man, even when I look at the church, I've been reading Letters to the Church by Francis Chan, and it has been so fire. So everyone needs to go read it. But he has a chapter titled Servants, and talks about just the art of serving in the church, and really just outlines how in the American church, it's so easy for us to go to church and ask, like, what can I consume? Like, what can I get from this church? How can I be fed? What's the worship going to be like? And all these things. And very rarely do we walk into church thinking, how can I serve? And that is what we see of God's people in the early church. And so, man, it's convicted my heart of like, when I leave church and when I go to church, am I just thinking of what I can get from this pastor, what I can get from this worship leader, like how I can be fed? Or am I walking into church thinking, how can I serve someone? How can I love someone? How can I go after the person that feels alone? And man, that is something that I think the life of every believer, like, we have room to grow in. And of course, there is so much grace there. Like, God is so patient with us as we learn what it looks like to walk in humility and to walk in service. But man, I really do believe that the greatest leaders are the greatest servants. And we see this in Christ, right? That he washed the feet of his servants and of his disciples. And I just think that is even just a sweet picture of the gospel, that Christ, again, was the Son of Man that came not to be served, but to serve. Mm-hmm. And that is a powerful thing that I pray transforms my life. Like, I pray that it transforms our lives and honestly everyone who is listening, because I believe that even the world, like the world in the secular world and all of it, like so much of it functions off of the flashy and money and all these different things and greed and lust. And when they see a church that serves and is humble, like that is going to look different. And ultimately will lead people to Christ. And so if our goal is to, one, look like Christ, and two, to lead people to Christ, like, let's do it through humility and through serving people. So it's such great good stuff.
Let's just end on that note, because that is perfectly perfect, Gabby. But man, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast today, Gabby. Is there anything else that you want to just throw out there? I mean, throw out your socials where people can follow you and see you, and just anything that you want to promote as well, because y'all that are listening, you need to keep up with this girl. Like, for real, she is so doing sweet. Like, you, I mean, you're doing it. Like, you're out there, you're preaching, you're getting into the good parts of scripture that a lot of people either don't know how to get into or are, you know, intimidated by. So it's like, to see someone, and again, I don't want to just like base your identity on your age, but to see someone that's like so young, that's doing this and that's really pursuing after Christ, like, that's very admirable. And it's so amazing to see that, and to know that you are just as human as the rest of us, that you are still getting this thing together just like the rest of us, that you still struggle and you're human just like us, but we can look at you and we can see you as an example and as someone that is doing it, and we can do it too. Like, that's encouraging to see how you're walking the walk and you're doing it with grace and you're doing it with that fervent heart. Like, you're just doing it. But anyways, literally, like I said, I could just encourage you and talk about you all day, but tell people where they can follow you and about everything that you're doing.
Of course. If y'all, honestly, Instagram's literally the like only place I really camp out, but my Instagram is @hello. It's Brie, B-R-I-E. It's just the middle part of Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. So @hello, it's Brie is where you can find me on Instagram. And honestly, like, man, it is just, again, such an honor to be with y'all. And I know I said it in the beginning, but really all there is to know about me is that I really love God and I really love his word. And I'm, just passionate about my generation coming to know him. And so if y'all are listening to this, and again, that if you're listening to this and you just found this podcast and you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I would just encourage and plead with you to hang tight to Jesus, because man, everything that we just talked about, like, we cannot do apart from Christ. And John 15 says that apart from me, you literally can do nothing. And so, man, I would not be where I am today without the power and the love and the truth of who God is. Kirby would not be here without the love and the truth of the gospel. And so if you're listening to this and man, you want to hang tight to things we just talked about, hang tight to Jesus Christ alone. And if you're following Kirby and I, know that, man, our heart posture is like, sure, imitate us as we imitate Christ. But all I pray is that you would fall more in love with Jesus Christ. And so if you want to follow me on Instagram, @hello, it's Brie, where you can find me. And I love to teach, love to share the gospel in any capacity that looks like, but super, super encouraged to be with y'all. And man, this was so much fun. I love it.
Yay. Well, I'm glad that you were here with us. So yeah, y'all go follow her. Feel free to follow me as well. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube. All of it's Kirby is a Boss. And also subscribe to the podcast. New episodes every single Wednesday. Just hit that subscribe or that follow button. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave a rating and a review, because not only does that just like get the gospel message, you know, on the charts or anything like that, but my heart with this, and I know Gabby's heart is as well, just with ministry in general, is that people come to know Christ. And I want this to be a place where we can get into sound biblical doctrine you know, break it apart and really chew on it and understand it for ourselves, because the gospel is relevant, it's real, and it's life-changing. So share the podcast, share this with your friends if you thought it was a good one, and cue another one up if you haven't listened to any other ones. But again, thank you, Gabby, for joining me, and thank you all for joining me and tuning in for this week's episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. But I will see you guys here next week. I love you guys. Stay safe, stay healthy, all that jazz. Get some Clorox wipes if they're available near you, and read your Bible. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.